It's now time to stay aligned with Dr. Dolly, a podcast that provides healthy and joy-filled wellness tips for your whole family. From Charlottesville-based chiropractic physician and international scoliosis expert, Dr. Dolly Garnecki of Spinal Health and Wellness. Conveniently located in Berkmar Crossing at the corner of Rio East and Berkmar Drive. Make sure to follow them online at scoliosisdoc.com/blog. It's now time to stay aligned with Dr. Dolly.
Sit up straight. Don't slouch. Does that sound familiar? Kids everywhere nag their moms every day about their posture, and they're familiar with that expression. But aside from the appearance of poor, slouchy posture, there are health problems that are associated. So starting when you were first developed, when you were just an embryo, and the first thing that developed in your body was actually your brain. And it's that brain that communicates with the spinal cord and down the spinal nerves to all the organs of your body to allow every single organ to do what its function was designed to do. So it's not like you're making a conscious effort to tell your heart to beat or your lungs to breathe, but your brain is telling those organs what to do. And when your posture is compromised by slouchy shoulders, rounded back, and your head forward, that in and of itself, that posture is affecting that communication pathway from the brain to the spinal column. So that's why posture is important. So here's the thing. Your body can last days without water. It can last weeks without food. And you can even survive minutes without oxygen. But you cannot survive for even 1 second without the brain communicating via the spinal column to the nervous system. So when that nervous system is cut off, when that's impaired, that's it. So that's actually the most essential function of your body. So it's something you should take care of. And we're going to talk about today in our Posture Perfect radio show. The most common way to interfere with the nervous system, again, originates from the brain. So when there's any sort of shifting or rotating of the spinal column out of its ideal position. So your common misalignments of the spinal column are the significant root cause in not only physical, but also emotional health. And for those of you that are athletes, for a less than optimal performance on the field or on the court. There's two evaluation methods for determining whether or not your spine is properly aligned. And that's through posture analysis and through x-ray study. Those are the two methods. So we're going to talk about that. First of all, posture study. In an ideal posture, when you look at yourself in the mirror in a front-to-back dimension, you want to see that your spine is completely straight. Your shoulders are level. Your eyes are level. Shoulders, hips, knees, and ankles are all lined up. From a sideways view, so again, this is not something you're going to be able to necessarily see from yourself in the mirror, but you could take a picture, have someone else look at you. From a sideways view, you should see that your ears, the middle of your ear, is lined up over your shoulder. Your shoulders are centered over your hips, and your hips are centered over your ankles. There shouldn't be any sort of forward or back, if you were to draw a plumb line straight down, any of those key anatomical features, either forward or back one another. Now you know what to look for in an ideal posture. Let's talk about some postural abnormalities when you look in the mirror. If your head is rotated, tilted, or shifted in any direction, if from a sideways view your head is jutted forward over your chest and shoulders, or your chin is tucked down, if one side of the pelvis looks higher than the other or more rotated forward than the other in a specific direction, if one shoulder is more forward or higher than the other, if your whole torso or the trunk of your body is completely just shifted or rotated, if a shoulder blade is higher than another or one is more prominent than the other, all of these are indicators that there are some postural misalignments and abnormalities occurring in your body. Again, parents, this is something you can look at in your children when you just look at them if you just want to do a quick postural overview. And, you know, actually, it was the father of modern medicine, Hippocrates, who said, look well to the spine for the cause of disease. So looking at posture is going to be one key indicator if there's something going on with any sort of abnormalities. But a more specific analysis and evaluation of the spine would be an x-ray. And actually a series of x-rays. So often these are taken in just traditional Western medicine to rule out fractures or other pathologies, but oftentimes they don't necessarily look at the ideal structural position from a geometric and mathematical point of view to determine exactly what that ideal positioning should be. But this is something that chiropractors study to intense detail in chiropractic school. So that's something we're going to really highlight when we talk about x-rays with the patient in a report of findings. So in a front-to-back, again, dimension, looking at an x-ray, we're going to make sure that everything is lined up in a front-to-back line, drawing a plumb line straight down. And in a sideways view, I want to look for a nice curve of the neck. There's things that can happen. The neck can straighten out, or it can turn into a reverse curve. And all of these things create tension on the spinal cord. There's a term, it's called adverse mechanical tension. It was coined by Alf Brieg in his book in the 1970s, Adverse Mechanical Tension of the Spinal Column. Poor posture, both from just looking at it in the mirror or looking at having, you know, looking at your child's posture or through an x-ray analysis, all this poor posture or spinal misalignment, they can be caused by a number of things, because, you know, you're wondering, like, well, how come my spine looks this way, or how come my child's spine looks this way? Well, there's a number of reasons. It could be due to challenging birth process, such as C-section, a vacuum, or forceps extraction, Pitocin that caused labor contractions to intensify and made pushing more difficult. Falls or collisions that happen as a child, because I have yet to meet the toddler and baby that hasn't fallen down when first trying to walk. Sports injuries, whether you're a weekend warrior or a prime athlete, sports injuries happen. Auto accidents, and this doesn't mean a flaming ball of metal and everything. It could be just a minor fender bender, but that can also cause some whiplash or injuries to the spine. And then chronic poor posture, especially prevalent in today's Western society when we're hunched over our computers or you're sitting at a desk for 12 years when you're in school or beyond that, driving in a car. But chronic poor posture and that sitting motion where your arms are forward, constantly putting yourself in that position when your body was designed to move in every which direction, to jump, to pull, to stand up. If not all of those functions that your body was designed to do are being used, then you're going to lose them. And it's going to create this slouched posture, this jutted forward head. And in essence, that's going to decrease that ideal position of the spine and cause those health and emotional problems that we talked about earlier. Other things that contribute to posture misalignments are the improper sitting at a chair, improper sleeping positions, mental stress, lack of exercise, because lack of exercise or sedentary leads to weakness and tightness in the muscles. And then finally, there's chemical stress. Well, chemical stress can manifest in a number of ways. That can be through taking foreign materials into your body that it wasn't designed to absorb, such as medication, environmental toxin exposure, and also the number one thing that Americans tend to do to abuse our bodies and abuse our stomachs is we eat processed foods, and that's a huge toxin. So let's talk about the skull and the head in relation to posture. The average adult skull weighs approximately 10 pounds. So we'll give it a ballpark here. So for kids, we'll say 8 pounds and adults up to 12 pounds. But I'm going to average that out to 10 pounds. So for every 1 inch that the middle of your ear is in front of your shoulder, we'll call that a forward head posture. But for every 1 inch, that's equivalent to that head feeling like it weighs an additional 10 pounds. So this would be the same as if you took a 10 pound bowling ball and you were holding it in close to your chest. And then suddenly you just stretch your arms out as far as you can. Your elbows are completely straight and you're holding that bowling ball out. That bowling ball doesn't weigh anymore. It feels like it's heavier because you created this longer lever arm, this longer extension. And that same thing happens to your head. So there's actually been studies that have found when you have forward head posture, that can actually deplete your lungs up to 30%. If you don't believe me, we're going to do a little exercise here and try this out. So what I want you to do right now is I want you first to jut your head as far forward as you can, and I want you to tuck your chin down. Okay, so we're simulating a forward head posture and a bad curve of the neck. Now, I want you to take a deep breath in. Exhale. Okay, think about what that felt like. Now, I want you to stand up nice and tall. Think about having your ears lined up over your shoulders lined up over your hips. And I want you to almost even just kind of tilt your chin back just a little bit so there's a little bit of extension going on in your neck. All right, one more time. Take a deep breath in. Let it all the way out. Did you feel a difference? You probably felt a little bit of a difference. Oftentimes people will tell me that they feel like when they have their chin jutted forward or their head sticking out as far as possible, is that it's much more difficult to take a breath. And so it's not just that you're affecting the structure and position of your neck, that's part of it, and affecting your airway. There's actually a nerve in the center of your neck. It's called the phrenic nerve, right at C3, and it directly innervates your diaphragm, which are these accessory muscles to assist your lungs in the whole breathing process. So just by changing the position and the posture of your spine, as you just experienced, that can affect your breathing, which supports, you know, supported by those studies that talk about depletion of lung capacity. So what I encourage you to do is think about how you're sitting when you're at school, when you're driving in the car, when you're cooking over the stove, when you're sitting at your computer. Just be conscientious of your posture and make sure that you're spending equal time in doing things that are going to be putting yourself in good posture. So you want to exercise. You want to get your spine properly checked out by a chiropractor that can look at your posture, take a good x-ray study, and help you through chiropractic adjustments, through prescribed home exercises, by ergonomically helping you analyze your work environment, help you come up with a better posture so that, one, you can have better physical health. Two, better emotional health. Three, better mental health. And four, for those of you that like to play sports, better performance on the field. So I hope that these tips have been helpful to you today about having perfect posture.
You've been listening to Staying Aligned with Dr. Dolly, the podcast that provides healthy and joy-filled wellness tips for you and your whole family. From Charlottesville-based chiropractic physician and international scoliosis expert, Dr. Dolly Garnecki of Spinal Health and Wellness. Conveniently located in Berkmar Crossing at the corner of Rio East at Berkmar Drive. Follow her on Twitter at Virginia Cairo, find her on Facebook at Spinal Health, or visit the health blog at www.scoliosisdoc.com/blogs.